This is your girl, Infinity Blue, rocking on the ones and twos on Married to Change. That's right, Married to Change Radio, revamped in the building. I'm so excited to be back with you guys this week. I'm starting to get my energy back, get a little bit better with my speech. I'm practicing. I'm working out. I'm doing so many things to get myself back prepared to come back better than ever. And I couldn't have done it without you guys. The team is building. It's getting stronger in numbers, and we're really beginning to make a strong, strong impact again. Thank you guys so much for supporting us and loving us through the transition and for being here after all these years. You guys are still rolling with us even harder than before, and don't believe for a second that that is not absolutely appreciated and seen for exactly what it is. We're so grateful. Let's go ahead and get to this show today. Today is August the 27th. That's right, guys. And boy, let me just tell you, for this Monday, I got a show for you. I have been hearing a lot of people go through relationship things and talk to me about different relationship things. I talk to a myriad of different people from all over the world, from different countries. I have friends that I have the privilege to have conversations with. And some of them are priceless and absolutely monumental in my life, and I wouldn't trade them for the world. I also find it excuse me, very humbling that so many people find it soothing to come to me for comfort. I had a young lady talk to me yesterday, and she was telling me that I just need to come to you to get a hug because I need some of your peace. When you can offer someone peace, that is like one of the greatest gifts in the world that you can give someone, for them to be able to have a place of sanctuary to come to and to either let it out and release it, let it go, or just to vent or to be human for a while. And I feel like people find it easy to be just human around me, just to be real, just to have a conversation with someone who has no desire whatsoever to judge them. So I'm glad that you guys could be here with me today to hear this message. I hope you guys like it. We'll be doing the Remedies in Five as well as the Pay It Forward, just like we've always done, guys. I love you so much. As I'm having this clear thought and I'm here with you guys tonight, there's no place I'd rather be. And I'm just so happy to be putting this episode of Married to Change out. I hope it blesses every single one of your ears that listen to it. Give your feedback. Talk to me. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time. Email me at BLULOVES, the letter U, at gmail.com. Or you can reach out to me on Marriage Change Revamped, the fan page, as well as so much more going on, guys. We've got a new team building. You guys. All right, guys, let's jump into this juicy conversation. I want to get you guys talking tonight. Talk with your family members, your loved ones, people who you're in a relationship with. Gain a whole new understanding for them tonight. And then I guarantee you, things will begin to shift. And I mean for the good, because once you understand someone, communication is one of the biggest problems that we have as a people, period. The inability to communicate can kill any relationship. Mark my words. I'm not talking about a relationship with a boyfriend and a girlfriend. I'm not talking about a relationship with a husband and a wife only. I'm talking about with a mother and a son. I'm talking about with a sister and a brother. If there is no communication, there is no relationship. Period. I heard this message and I said, oh my gosh, it's just so true. And this needs to be shared. I hear about people talking about their exes all the time, like how just incompatible they were. You know what I'm saying? But you stayed with the person. So compatibility has absolutely some to do with it, but not all. Chemistry also plays a really, really big role. And I know some people that still have chemistry, even though they know they're not compatible. So maybe they just come together on a front to share or exchange energy just sexually. Now, to me, this is a waste of energy if it's not done properly. But who's to say that I'm right about this? So that's just my personal belief system. But what I will say is, as I was sitting here and I'm thinking, I'm going, so there is no right person or wrong person for you. There is a list of human traits that people have that either flow together or they don't flow together. This is what we may consider, excuse the dogs in the background, but this is what we may consider disalignment or incompatibility or whatever word you want to use for it. But the true word for it is duality. Just plain, simple duality. How in the world, and contrast, excuse my daughter in the background too, how in the world can you say to yourself that someone is for you unless you had met the one that wasn't? And now you can tell the difference. You can say to yourself on a very real front, this is not the one for me. When really what you're actually interpreting, and you don't even know, what's actually being interpreted is not whether or not this person or that person is the one for you. What's being interpreted and what we're misunderstanding and calling a tomato, tomato, whatever you want to call it, what we're actually trying to process as data is love languages. A person is considered not wrong for you. They just don't speak the same love language as you. If this person loves you enough, they'll do one of two things. They'll learn to speak the love language that you speak because you're that important to them and you're not worth losing, which a lot of people say is freaking impossible, that you can't change somebody. So this has to be them doing this on their own in the name of the love that you guys share or want to share with one another. This is not something that can be forced. And then the other thing that they can do is to continue to love you from their perspective. And unfortunately, we all know where that leads, into breakups or miscommunications, arguments all the time, what have you. And it's because the two human beings decided to come together, but they never took into account that they are two completely different human beings trying to coexist and create a world together that they can live in harmoniously. Sometimes you can't do that with certain people. Some people don't know how to create harmoniously. Maybe they came from a very chaotic background, a very confrontational background, a very argumentative background. So they have to learn to cohabitate in this way. Just like you had to learn how to walk and talk and run and so on and so forth. Everything, all of this is a growing process that we're all going through in this school of life. What level are you at? You think school stops at 12th grade or when you graduate college? Man, we're in school every single day. Just think about the relationships that you're in your family life alone. Not even romantically. Let's just talk about two people, understanding two people, and they're in the same family. I know so many families that absolutely do not agree on anything. They can't agree on what they're going to have for dinner, let alone agreeing on, bigger things. And this is why people have hard times building together. But what if we acknowledge that? What if today, just listening to this message from me, you begin to understand that people are to be understood. Why? Because none of us were created the exact same. Which means that if you don't take the time to understand who I am as an individual, as a being, myself, then of course you don't understand anything that's coming out of my mouth. It's almost like I'm speaking a foreign language to you. Now, you might get around what you may call a soul group. A lot of people refer to this where there's just people that you just absolutely don't even have to try with. They just get you, you get them, and it's always just a flow between the two of you. Now, great, you find those type of people in your lives, and when you do, hold on tight to them. But does that make the people who you don't flow with any less important? Absolutely not. Let me explain to you why. Those people that you don't flow with, so on and so forth, are supposed to be used as learning tools. Instead, you shoo them away and call them what we would call bad energy or negative or so on and so forth, instead of trying to understand them on a deeper level and understand just why they think the way that they do. And if it's not considered the norm, why is it so dysfunctional, or why is it so against the grain of what you're used to, or what quote unquote is considered normal? And when you get to really understand and know people, if you know them and get to know them on this level and take heed to anything that I'm saying here, which is what I've done in my lifetime, especially over the last few years. For me, communication wasn't always understood as I'd liked it to be at times. Like right now, I'm having a clear time, but I'm beginning to get a haircut. As you can see, I'm beginning to get a headache. So, you know, I'm not going to talk too much longer, but I just wanted to say on a real level, if you can do anything for the people that you love around you, and I'm talking about your mother, your father, all the way to relationships in your life, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother, whatever. The greatest gift that you can give them outside of loving yourself first. And that's the absolute greatest gift, you know, is loving you so that you understand what love is, first of all. Because you're not going to walk around treating people the way you don't want to be treated when you genuinely love yourself. You understand that taking care of yourself is vital, you know, because you can't rely on anybody else to necessarily do it for you. If you find those type of people, you're blessed, sure, but they don't come along, you know, that often like that for some people. So some people don't get to understand that vibration that I'm speaking of right now. So if I can tell you to do anything and to give a gift to you through this message, what I've been told to give you is the gift of understanding. A lot of people that know me ask me all the time, I don't know how the heck you are so forgiving. Like something happens and 5 minutes later you just forgave. Like it's like it didn't even happen. And the reason why is because we almost have to have that kind of recovery time when it comes to things in general in life, period. So I'm not just exercising that in the arena of understanding people. It's just understanding circumstances or living long enough to know and to have the wisdom that things happen. And a lot of times they don't happen the way you thought they would. So with that being said, there should be some type of room to grow in between what you thought would happen and what you actually see play out. Okay. So the gift that you give to the people that you come across, if you take anything from this message, is just to take that little pause there to try to understand where their mind is coming from. Now, it may not be, like I said, normal to you, but does that make it any less important? I don't think so. I think everybody's point of view and everybody's understanding needs to be understood at a level where they're not judged for it. It's really taken into consideration that they are the product of programming and conditioning, which we all are. Namaste.
What's going on, guys? Today's video is going to be on the book, The 5 Love Languages, The Secrets to Love That Last by Dr. Gary Chapman. So have you ever been in one of those relationships where you think you're doing everything you can to please your partner, but they're still feeling frustrated and unloved? I mean, you're giving them compliments, you work hard all day to bring home the bacon and pay the bills, you give them gifts, and you even do some chores around the house, but they're still feeling unloved. I mean, what more do they want, right? It's incredibly frustrating and annoying. Well, the reason why they aren't feeling loved, in short, is that you're not speaking their love language. The premise of the book is that people don't give and receive love in the same way. Most of us think that the way we want to be loved is how others want to be loved as well. But this is not the case. There are, in fact, 5 love languages. This is huge, because if you're not speaking the same language as your partner, then you could be missing the mark completely and not even know it. It's basically the equivalent of a British guy trying to talk to a Chinese guy. It's not going to go well, because they're simply not going to understand each other. If you're going to have a strong relationship, you have to know how you and your partner both give and receive love. The 5 love languages are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Let's go through each one a little deeper. Words of affirmation. Do you like hearing I love you or compliments or meaningful words above all else? Are insults especially detrimental to your relationship? If so, then this is probably your love language. If you discover that this is your partner's love language, make sure you give them genuine compliments and tell them you appreciate them often. The second love language is quality time. Do you value full and undivided attention above all else? One-on-one time with the TV off, the cell phone put away, and no distraction is what makes this type of person feel loved the most. Canceled or postponed dates and failure to listen are especially hurtful to this type. If this is your partner's love language, learn to listen better, make eye contact more, and spend more time with them instead of at the office or glued to your cell phone. Ask them what they'd like to do with you, and then schedule a date to do it. Don't assume what they'd like to do with you, ask. The third love language is receiving gifts. Sure, we all like getting gifts, but this type of person loves receiving gifts above all else. Gifts to this type of person mean everything because it shows the love, thought, and effort that went into the gift. I'm not talking about materialistic or the cost of the object, but the thought behind it. Missed birthdays, anniversaries, and thoughtless gifts tear this type of person apart. The cost doesn't matter, it's the thought. It can be as simple as a card or some picked flowers or a note saying that you love their eyes. The fourth language is acts of service. Chores around the house or errands that ease the burden of responsibility are the loving characteristics of this love language. This can be as simple as taking out the trash, paying the bills, doing the dishes, picking up the kids from school, and so on. Broken commitments and laziness can make this type feel unloved. And lastly, physical touch. This doesn't necessarily mean sex. If hugs, cuddling, holding hands, and thoughtful touches are the most important thing to you, then this could be your love language. If their physical presence is crucial to you, then this could be an indicator as well. Any kind of neglect or abuse would destroy this type of person and their relationship. So which one do you most strongly identify with? Keep in mind, you should only have one primary love language. Sure, we may like all those things, but one of them should resonate with you the most. Really think about each one and imagine your partner doing each one in turn and see how you feel. If you're still having a hard time, let's look at a couple ways to figure out your love language. First, examine your childhood. How did your parents express their love to you? What made you feel loved? That may have translated to how you now express and receive it. Another way is to ask, what's your first instinct when you want to show someone you love them? Trust your instinct. And a third way is to look at how you've been hurt deeply in the past. What hurt the most? Exploring that can help shed light on what your love language is. If you still don't know, go take the quiz over at 5lovelanguages.com. Now that you know your love language, think about these love languages from your partner's perspective. Can you identify their love language? I highly suggest you ask them to take the quiz instead of assuming what it is. Remember, what we think is an act of love may not be seen that way by your wife, your husband, or your partner. It really is vital that we learn and understand their love language if we want to make them feel loved. So, find your partner's love language and speak it. Do something special once a week to fill up what Dr. Chapman calls their love tank. Your love tank is like the gas tank in a car. You want to fill it up and keep it full. When your tank is full, your love life will be at its best, and a full tank can keep you going through trying times and relationship difficulties. If you're not consistently filling up the tank, you'll be running on fumes and eventually you'll burn out. Now, if your relationship's already running on fumes, then it'll take a while for the love tank to get full, so keep at it. Keep speaking their love language, and over time, your relationship will start going in the right direction. And another big takeaway from the book, Dr. Chapman explains that love is a choice. It's something that you can control. It's a feeling. And even if you lose some of those feelings over the course of a marriage or any other long-term relationship, you can choose to do the actions first and the feelings of love will follow. This sounds a little counterintuitive, but it works. So that's it, guys. Quick recap. First, you need to find out what your own love language is. It could be words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, or physical touch. And then find out what your partner's love language is. Don't assume what it is. Talk to them about it. Then make a commitment to do something special each week, something that ties into their primary love language. All right, I hope you enjoyed the video. If you did, please like and subscribe, and feel free to check out some of my other videos. Thanks, guys.
What's going on, all you Married to Change lovers? Thanks so much for hanging out with us today. We're getting ready to cut out to a commercial break, and we're going to play some amazing music. But I want to talk to you. That's right, you. The business owner listening right now that is looking for the exposure that can take their business to the very next level. I want to talk to you over to the side and talk about how we can collaborate and so that I can help you to become the massive success that you desire to be. Meaning, if I can take just this 2-minute break and expose your business to the global following that we have, it will be my honor to be of service. So email me at BLULOVES@gmail.com, and let's make magic happen together. You guys know what time it is. That's right. It's time for me to celebrate my everyday heroes on this segment I call Pay It Forward. It's not a random act of kindness. It's a lifestyle. It always has been. Speaking of which, today on Pay It Forward, we'll be uplifting the company called Fill My Basket. You guys are going to love this company. I came up with the concept of it myself a few years ago, and I'm so excited to see people out here implementing it already. I don't care if it's got my name on it, as long as the pay it forwards keep on coming. Check this out, guys.
Hold on, that's broken. You don't want to use it. I'm taking care of you guys today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Is that going to make you cry?
Fill My Basket is us paying it forward to complete strangers. Going to a grocery store and getting behind somebody, waiting for the bill, and paying it and walking away. Actually, I got this.
I got you today.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, have a blessed day, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm here to, yeah. Hey. I'm pretty nervous until right when we go.
Thank you so much.
When I shoot my first live video, it's kind of funny, I get my shakes off.
We're ready to really rock and roll and help a lot of families out today.
Very first time we did it, I just sort of gave as much as I could.
And he was using his bonus that he had, and I had $65.
That's so good.
That's all that we've used of our own money. It's been all donations except for just that very first one.
You know, we have 5 kids, and just trying to get by and take care of our kids. And thank you. It means a lot.
I pay for people's groceries all the time.
That's so sweet.
I've never had that happen to me.
Being able to inspire our community to do what we do daily, I think we're helping to make a big step for everyone around us.
I kind of want to do it now, too.
Every bit counts. Even when we've been in line and someone's just getting a jug of milk's a huge thing because that could be, it's all they can get.
One basket at a time, doesn't matter how big or small.
It's all about paying it forward. It's all about doing something for somebody else.
We're a family of 7. We've never been without the money to buy groceries or pay our bills, but things get tight. You really have no idea what today meant to us.
It's about other people seeing what we're doing and wanting to help somebody else. It's truly about starting a movement.
You're now back listening to Married to Change on Married to Change Radio Revamp with your girl, Infinity Blue. Over the last few years, I've been considering adding a third segment to my show called All Things Married to Change Radio Revamped, meaning that with me being the CEO of the station, a lot of times, a lot of the announcements are made through me, and I want to keep you guys posted, but there's other ways that you can keep up with us. If you go on our fan page on Facebook at Married, the number 2, Change, Revamped, you can find out about all of your favorite hosts and hostess on the station, things that are coming up, events, products for sale, t-shirts will be going up soon, our Cash App information for donations. All of these things are all things Married to Change Radio Revamped. We even have affiliates and sponsors that don't actually air on the station that do advertise on that page, and there's a wealth of knowledge that's always going out. I really want you guys to stay tuned into that. If you're looking to follow me as the founder, you can always find me under 2 different pages. I had to open another one, not out of vanity or anything like that. It's just that for whatever reason, Facebook only allows you to have 5,000 friends on one account. Once I went over on that account, I created the fan page. So that's where I try to post the same amount of things that I'm posting on the original page so that the other people don't feel left out that can't actually follow the main page. That page and the name for both pages are Infinity Blue, I-N-F-I-N-I, last name B-L-U. And you guys can find me at any time. Inbox me. You can inbox me also on the Married to Change Revamped page as well. I'm also connected to that. But there's always ways to get in touch with me, with the Married to Change group. We try to stay pretty open to, I won't call it our fan base, but our family base. So you guys don't hesitate to reach out. And like I said, we're always looking for sponsorship. We're always looking for advertisement. And we are always looking for people to come aboard and join the team. From Egypt, we've got the Egyptian tours coming in. Guys, you don't want to miss these. First of all I have to say is the tours that you guys are about to see advertised on the fan page will absolutely blow your mind. If you want to know the truth, it is literally about to be put right in front of your face. Shout out to my dear friend Muhammad and his company bringing the tours in to kind of take you guys to Peru, to Egypt. I mean, these are real live tours, and you guys get a chance to really go in and see where everything started. I'm not sure if I'm elaborating on these tours that you guys are about to be experiencing, as well as the knowledge that's going to be coming from Horus Rising, the actual company. But you have to understand that they're flat out in the middle of all of this. This is their life. They've lived it. They've breathed it. They've been born into it, into this culture. And if you want to know the truth, this is where it's at. And so shout out to Horus Rising, the group. I'm so honored to be a part of it, as well as to be a part of anything that you guys have going on. I absolutely adore you, Muhammad. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. He's going to be sharing a lot of truths about Egypt and about the different culture miscommunications that I think are going on, because you have to understand that Marriage to Change Radio revamped. We really reach out to the entire globe. We have people from Canada, St. Lucia, London, all over, Nigeria. People listen to us from all over. So it has to be a wide spectrum of knowledge, but it also has to be a deeper level of truth. And I think that that's what we're getting with the team that we're building right now. So I couldn't be happier, really. I'm just so grateful to be able to be vibrating with the beings that I'm vibrating with. I kind of feel just overwhelmed at times when I'm talking to them, and I'm just, you know, really realizing the type of lights that they illuminate, or that they actually bring to the table, and I just can't believe I get to be a part of it. So we're really moving into some next level things here, guys. We got Zakur coming on very, very, very soon. And let me tell you, this is a guy that you want to be tuned into. He's bringing the healing technologies in. And I don't think you guys want to miss this. This is patented, real healing technologies that can jumpstart your organs back to life. I mean, I'm telling you, the things that I've gotten a chance to talk to Zakur about, I'm just going to be honest with you about the technologies that he has created. It is an absolute honor, as me being the founder of Married to Change Radio, it is an honor to vibrate with the people that I have been vibrating with on this station. Don't get it twisted one second. When I absolutely can say live on the air that it is a blessing that I know Lady Justice, that it is an absolute blessing that I know Ginger's Cafe and the owners of that company. It is a blessing that I know Muhammad Anwan. It is a blessing that I know Patricia Anwan. It is a blessing that I know Zakur. And it is a blessing that I know Aaron Parker, as well as Alicia Monet, Abby Aguilera, Michael Big Money Ingram. I mean, I feel like the small P in this group when it comes to what I have to offer. But these supernovas, these beings that you guys are going to get. First of all, have you guys just not been absolutely loving when ISIS Love posts? I know you love it. I see the reactions to it. Aren't you guys loving when Lady Justice just comes on and just, bam, brings out the knowledge about the debt slavery system? And there's so much more that you guys haven't even gotten a chance to experience yet, because we are just now getting back on our feet on Marriage to Change revamp. But let me tell you something. We are coming back. There's a reason why the word revamped has been added to the end of Marriage to Change Radio. Okay? Because this is a revamp like you guys haven't seen yet. I mean, we may even be very, very soon moving to television and FM radio. So you guys keep us in your thoughts. Keep sending us all the positive energy. Interact on the fan page. Let them know that you're watching. Let them know that you're listening. And the good knowledge and the good spiritual food will keep coming out. And I'm telling you, we got a special surprise guest that I signed last night. Whoa! I cannot believe I'm vibrating in the same frequency as these people. But I feel so absolutely blessed. And I can't wait to share it with you. You're tuned in to Married to Change on Married to Change Radio Revamped. This is your girl, Infinity Blue. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
To the shores, part of the ocean, the stars high above, part of the sky. Now I drift to you, I dream of a water so blue, wish I could live there, wish you were. Breathe, you'll always be there.
Pen and a notebook, it's time for your favorite segment on Married to Change, Remedies in 5. Did you know that that ailment that you're dealing with right now, you may already have the remedy for it inside of your home? What do I mean? Did you know that a common toothache, an ear infection, all the way down to a sour stomach can be cured by things that you already have in your kitchen cabinet or maybe in your fridge? If you didn't, you might want to take a little bit of time out with me today. Just during this segment, just to find out a little bit about what you can do at home before you head out to the doctor's office. This is not medical advice. I am not a medical physician in any way. I am just letting you know that in my own experience and in raising a child of my own, there's been several remedies that I've been able to look up on the internet and find out that, hey, the remedy was already at my house before I headed out to the pharmacy or before I headed out and paid that big doctor bill. If you do have something serious going on, though, it is very, very important that you seek medical attention. Today on Remedies in 5, we'll be uplifting apple cider vinegar for things like high blood pressure, weight loss, as well as diabetes. Check it out.
How to use apple cider vinegar for weight loss 1 tablespoon at a time. Apple cider vinegar is a highly beneficial ingredient, which supports health in many ways, and offers amazing effects when you want to lose weight. It contains acetic acid, which stimulates weight loss by preventing the accumulation of body fat and unhealthy fat in the liver. The findings of many studies by the Central Research Institute in Japan, 2009, and Johnson & Buller, 2005, indicate that a small amount of vinegar daily help weight loss. Researchers found that a minimal dosage of 15 milliliters, 1 tablespoon, daily is enough to drop excess pounds. All you have to do is to add a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar to an 8-ounce glass of warm water or fruit juice, and drink it daily. The effects will surprise you. Despite this, apple cider vinegar offers other beneficial effects on health, as follows. Fighting diabetes. According to a small 2007 study in 2007, which analyzed the effects of vinegar on fasting glucose levels, the intake of 2 tablespoons of vinegar at bedtime significantly reduced glucose levels. Lowering cholesterol. Panetta et al. Conducted a study which found that the consumption of apple cider vinegar lowers blood lipid levels, cholesterol levels. Just add 2 tablespoons of it to your smoothies or meals, and you will drastically lower cholesterol levels. Lowering blood pressure. According to Iman, 2015, apple cider vinegar oxidizes and thins the blood, which is important in preventing high blood pressure. By reducing blood pressure, you reduce the risk of stroke and heart diseases. Healthier hair. Apple cider vinegar strengthens the hair, provides shine, improves its texture, and supports its health. Therefore, start using apple cider vinegar on a daily basis, and enjoy its powerful health-boosting properties. Thanks for watching and have a nice day. Please like, share and subscribe.
Alright guys, it's time for the end of the show. I just want to thank you guys so much for being with me during this hour. It will run over a little bit of an hour if you choose to stay on. The last song, you guys know I always like to put frequency music inside of my podcast. Today will be Om Mani Padme Hum. If you don't know what that means, you really need to look it up. It is a way to continue to evolve and continue to elevate your level of consciousness every time that it is chanted. This is a very, 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 very well-known and popular chant. The one that I was able to get was for all of the chakra and things like that. So if you really need some deep frequency healing, I would suggest for you to go ahead and let the entire 23 minutes play. The show has already gone on quite a bit of time already. So what I'd like you to do is feel free to chime into it for as long as you can. If you can't stay on but 5 minutes, at least get that healing for about 5 minutes. Even if you can come back to the episode, the archive, a little bit later on and do the rest of the 23 minutes at your leisure, feel free to do that. But I just wanted to put it out there so that it'll be here when you guys need it, if you need it. Namaste. Om Mani Padme Hum.
sleep and they all